Hi, you're listening to the Connect Your Health to Life coaching podcast. I'm your host, Seth Lusk. I am a self-image coach and empowerment coach with a decade-long background in working in the health, fitness, and nutrition industry. If you're anything like I was or the way that my clients currently are, then you might be struggling with body image issues, self-image issues, or issues with confidence. You might be trying to figure out why you can't take the ideas that you have for living your healthiest and most fulfilling life and turn them into lifelong actions. So join me in this podcast as we dive in deep on topics of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health. We're going to look from the perspective of an authentic and empowering mindset, and from self-awareness, self-love, and of course, how we can start taking authentic self-action towards living that healthy and fulfilling life that you know you're here to live. I'm going to bust through some of the illusions and myths that we've all been taught to believe along the way and offer you confidence and clarity. I'm so excited to have you on this journey with me. So the only question is, are you ready to find out how you can start living your most authentic and fulfilling life once and for all? Then let's get started, shall we? Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. For those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome, welcome. You picked a very interesting, as usual, podcast to join in on for the first time, and I'm hoping that if this doesn't make sense to you, you go back and listen to the episodes previous to this one, because this episode sort of ties into what I've been saying for the past few weeks. So if you're listening in on this podcast and it's your first episode listening in and what I'm saying is kind of like, huh, and you're scratching your head, maybe pause the episode and go back and listen to a few episodes ago and all of those episodes leading up to this one before you continue listening to this one, because it might confuse you more than encourage you by just jumping into this episode for the first time. So that being said, my friends, we're going to talk about a lovely topic today. I know you're all so excited about talking about being uncomfortable. We all love being uncomfortable, right? And, you know, I've said it so many times before in previous episodes, and I've said it on my social media and motivation posts that I've done, and just in various posts that I've done in the past, and I'm going to say it again now. Discomfort is like the secret sauce to growth. It's like, if you are unwilling to be uncomfortable, then you are not going to grow. And the reason why is because when we choose to grow, we're choosing to move into unknown territory. If you think about like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. So when a caterpillar turns into a butterfly, they have to go into this cocoon thing or make this cocoon for themselves. They have no idea what's going to happen on the other side. They just know that they feel compelled to make this cocoon and get inside of it and wait and see what happens. And then all of a sudden they emerge from the cocoon and they have these big things on their back. And they're not entirely sure what they're there for, but something tells them if I move them fast enough and jump off of this branch, I need to see what... So you can kind of see where I'm going here. There's a lot of uncertainty for this caterpillar. But if this caterpillar didn't move into the uncertainty, it would never become a butterfly and it would never fly as a butterfly. It would stay a caterpillar and then it would just die as a caterpillar. And most of us as humans, because we know what a caterpillar is supposed to become when they move into the unknown, we would see that as being kind of sad, because we would see, oh, but this caterpillar could have become a butterfly, and it was meant to become a butterfly, and, you know, it never got to experience that because it was too afraid to make its cocoon and go inside and stay in there and then come out with the wings and then flap them and become a butterfly and fly around and experience the joy of being a butterfly. And here's what I want to say. We do the same thing to ourselves. All of us are designed to be a butterfly in our own way. But so many of us choose to be afraid to make the cocoon, to follow that dream that doesn't make sense to everyone around you, but somehow to you, you know, I'm supposed to try this. I want to try this. There's something there that's pulling me towards this. And so when I say that we have to be willing to move into discomfort to grow, this is what I mean. evolving to the next level of who we are and becoming more of that in our life will always require us to live in a level of uncertainty, to live in a level of, I don't know what's going to happen next, but I'm taking a step anyways. It will require for you to try new things that we've not tried before, that you've not tried before. It's going to require that you say, yeah, I'm not sure that I'm going to be good at this because I've never done it before. Maybe I try it for the first time and I'm excellent at it. Maybe I try it for the first time and I am so awkward and I have no idea what I'm doing and I'm not going to, like, say, for instance, riding the bike. I've seen kids first time on the bike, they get it. Okay, congratulations. I've also seen kids on the bike that 50 times later, they're still falling over after 2 feet. But they keep getting back up on the bike. They keep trying, they keep trying, they keep trying, until eventually that kid is riding the bike without training wheels, no problem whatsoever, doing wheelies, doing whatever, going crazy on the bike. Okay. But the thing is, in the beginning, there is that discomfort of not knowing what's going to happen getting up on that bike. Am I going to fall? Am I going to scrape my knees? Am I going to hit my head? Am I going to get going too fast and not know how to stop? There are all of these what-if questions that come up that could cause so much fear and cause the child to never experience getting on the bike and trying it out and learning what it's like to ride a bike. So growth is very much the same way. We will have to face rejection. We will have to face the reality that we might not get the desired result the first time we try it. And then we'll have to try again. And then face the rejection, not get the result, and try again. And again. And again. Until we get the result we're looking for. And the result we're looking for may change as we go, as we learn the results we get from certain things that we try. And maybe we do get the result that we thought we wanted, and then we find out at the end, actually, that's not what I was looking for. And that's okay. That's part of the growth process. This is also why I say in growth, it's not about the end result. It's about the journey, because we learn so much about ourselves and about what we truly want by being in the journey of the discomfort of growth. Okay? So when I say that it's going to be uncomfortable to grow, that's what I mean. Is that we have this program in our brain that comes from the, you know, the years and years of evolution in mankind and in all species, in which uncertainty, rejection, or failure meant death. And so that program is still running in the background. Only we're not going to die now. If we try something and we get rejected, we're not going to die immediately. You know, of course, we're all going to die eventually, but, you know, it's not like if I go out there and, for instance, I started recording this podcast, and the first time I tried to record this podcast episode, I got the microphone in the wrong place, or the sound quality wasn't so good, or when I uploaded it, the sound profile played funny or something like that, and people didn't like it. You know, I could face that rejection, but here's the thing, I'm not going to die from that. I'm not going to die because the sound quality on it wasn't so good. I'm not going to die because someone leaves a comment on my podcast and says, hey, you suck at this. I'm not going to die because I spent 30 minutes recording the episode only to realize the microphone wasn't plugged in and so I have to re-record it. I'm not going to die if after I record it, I realize I don't know how to put it into the right file type and so I can't upload. You know, all of these things that I'm going to have to learn along the way that I'm uncertain about, that are going to mean that I might not get the result that I want the first time. And that rejection, that uncertainty, that not getting the result, my brain is going to want to convince me, don't do that, that's dangerous, you're going to die. But the reality is, I'm not going to die. The reality is, uncertainty and rejection in our modern society does not equal death, but the brain wants to try and convince you that it does. So this means that for growth to occur, we have to recognize this. And we have to choose to move into that discomfort of not knowing, of understanding that the reality is we could very well face rejection. And in fact, most people, when the dream is big enough, when the goal is big enough, when they are enough of their authentic self, they will face rejection. Because here's the thing, when you show up as your authentic self, when you show up as the real, real you, there's none of that buffering, none of that pretend role-playing thing to satisfy certain people and try and make yourself more appealing to more people. When you show up as the real you, You are choosing to have the courage to say, this is who I am. I'm here for the people that will like this. And I understand that there will be people that won't like this because you stood for who you are. That's the reality of it. The reality is there's a lot of hate in this world. There are a lot of hurting people in this world who want to hate. And so if you show up as the real you, there will be people that hate you. And that doesn't mean that you're doing it wrong. And here's the thing. Even if you try and water yourself down and try and become some very flexible version of yourself that's more mass appealing, even then, there will be people that hate you. So the question is, are you willing to be uncomfortable as the authentic you? Or are you going to choose the discomfort of pretending to be someone else, rejecting yourself, and facing that discomfort, and then on top of that, still having to face the discomfort of people rejecting you and hating you anyways? See what I'm saying? It's kind of, we play this game with ourselves, and it doesn't serve us. So, here's the thing. When we want to grow, and we want to try something new, we have to face the reality that we are going to get rejected. In some form or fashion, we are going to have people not like us. We're going to have people that hate us. And we have to choose to move into that and allow all of the stuff that's going to come up, all of the self-doubt that's going to come up, all of the thoughts from our inner wounding from when we were a child that's going to come up and try and convince us you're doing it wrong, you should stop, you should go back to the safety zone, get back in the cave, hide, and stay safe. We're going to have to face that and move into it. And so what I see is that there is some resistance to this. This idea of that we are going to have to face discomfort. There are people that are like, oh, how dare you tell me that I'm going to have to be uncomfortable. You know, like we should be allowed to be comfortable all the time. And I find this a bit ironic that people say this, because usually the people saying this, I'm like, but you're already not comfortable. You're already not comfortable. That's why you're resisting this. And that's why you're like wanting to attack me for saying this it's not like I'm God here and telling you like you have to be uncomfortable and therefore you need to be mad at me because I'm the one who made up this rule. It's that look at the world, look at life, look at reality as it is. There is discomfort in the world. There is discomfort in life. That's just how it is. Life was not designed. Humans were not designed. Nothing in this reality, this physical realm, was designed to be perfect. And in fact, if it was, it would be very boring. It would be so freaking boring. I mean, have you ever like watched one of these movies where it's like everything just goes right? And it's almost like nauseatingly boring where you're like, okay, so where's the contrast? Where's the part where the character cries a little bit? Where's the part where the character realizes something and grows up and you see that new power come out in them? There's none of that because everything's just, oh, I wanted to do this and then I did this and that worked out and then this was good and then everyone was good and everyone was happy and I don't even know if I'm really happy because everyone's happy, so isn't this just how everything is? And la 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 la, flowers, daisies, sunshine all the time, and it gets so boring. We don't want life to be this way. Life needs the contrast. We need it. Otherwise, the good, we don't recognize it. The happy, we don't recognize it. We don't recognize sadness without happiness. We don't recognize happiness without sadness. So we don't recognize comfort without discomfort. So when I tell you you're going to be experiencing discomfort, then getting irritated with that, you're already uncomfortable. So there's this resistance that I see coming in. Because our modern world provides us with the opportunity to exit discomfort in all of the time. All of the time we have this opportunity right there to exit the route of discomfort of life and choose this momentary and instant gratification and pleasure comfort. And it's there all the time. And so many people create such a habit of choosing it over and over and over and over again, but they don't recognize that they're already uncomfortable, which is why they're choosing it over and over again, because they're trying to buffer away that discomfort. And so they think, how dare you tell me that I have to be uncomfortable when I can just buy this, when I can try this new gadget, when I can try this new thing, when I can buy this new way to escape reality, when I can try this new virtual reality that guarantees me that I'm going to be happy 90% more of the time. I can take this pill that's going to guarantee that I feel happier 90% more of the time. We have all of these things out there that the media, that capitalist culture wants to cash in on, convincing us, try this to escape your discomfort. You know, there's just opportunity after opportunity after opportunity is there to escape discomfort. And of course, because our brain wants to convince us that comfort is safer and is therefore the better choice, people are always taking these exit ramps and choosing instant comfort at the expense of their growth. And so they don't ever grow. And that therefore they have to constantly seek the comfort, because if they don't have it, something is wrong. So what I want to offer is this. When you are constantly seeking comfort and instant gratification, you are resisting reality. And this takes so much energy to resist. And so this creates a discomfort in and of itself. It creates a discomfort in and of itself because you are constantly resisting a part of you, and you are constantly resisting a part of reality. But because of the fact that you are in that perpetual state of seeking a new dopamine hit from an instant gratification, from an instant comfort, from an instant escape, it's hard to see that discomfort. Because you're constantly upping the ante, so to speak. You know, you're increasing the level of the pleasure hit, which is how we see people ending up in these really hardcore addictions, is because they're trying so hard to escape the discomfort of their life, and they do it so frequently that they literally cannot stand even the smallest amount of discomfort, because they've convinced themselves that if they experience any discomfort, that something is wrong. And so they need more and more and more pleasure to escape it. And so this is where I see the resistance point. The resistance point for this idea that I'm trying to get you to, I'm not trying to convince you of, I just want you to see it, because it's just there. I'm not making it up. I'm not trying to sell you something here. I'm trying to get you to open your eyes to the reality of the situation, that discomfort is there no matter what. Even if you choose to seek happiness and comfort all of the time, you're still uncomfortable. You will still face the discomfort. And so here's the thing that I want to show you now, is that there are two different types of discomfort. And one is going to come from that space of seeking constant comfort. And there's a way that it shows up also in our quote-unquote quest to seek growth that disguises itself. And this is what I want to show you. I want to show you the difference between the kinds of discomfort and how there's one form that's going to propel you into growth, pull you into growth, and there's one that's going to stop it. This distinction is so important. So there's a discomfort that happens in our brain when we choose to step into the unknown and choose to become more of who we know we are on the inside. When we really connect with our true desires, not the false desires, and my friends, I'm going to probably do a podcast on this one time, just being able to differentiate between these two, true desires and false desires. But here's a quick way of recognizing it, is that false desires usually come from an inner wounding. They come from the ego. They come from our desire to seek safety, the desire to feel secure all of the time. And you can recognize a false desire because it will come with this desire to escape reality. Whereas true desires are desires that allow us to have our full experience as a human and don't make anything wrong, but that also allow us to express abundance and gratitude and allow us to show up and allow us to want to contribute to life in a way that is true for us. True desires come from that space. And so there is this discomfort that happens in our brain when we choose to step into the unknown of those true desires and become more of who we know we are on the inside. And we come at life in a way where we want to present that outwardly by showing up and contributing to the world and trying new things and growing. And we know there's going to be discomfort here because all of the old patterns are going to come up and want to convince you to keep doing those things because the brain feels familiar with them. And so there is that discomfort that occurs when we try to grow. And that's the discomfort I want to encourage you to lean into. The discomfort of this is going to be different. I'm not going to know all of the answers. I'm trying something new here. And then there is this discomfort of self-abuse. When we think we want to grow and we say things to ourselves like, you're stupid. Why did you do that? Look at you still wanting that cookie or that cupcake or that glass of wine or whatever it is that you might choose to escape your life and you might use for that. You'll never be anything. You're just weak. You're too addicted. You're not strong enough. You're not good enough. Everyone's going to laugh at you because you're just a joke. You're not good enough to go after this goal. There's no point in trying. You're just going to fail. You'll always fail. That's the discomfort of self-abuse. And I see so many people that sit in that discomfort and feel sorry for themselves. And they'll call that growth because it's uncomfortable. And here is what I want to say. That is not the discomfort of growth. And that's not the discomfort that I want you to be in. And you will know that it's not the discomfort of growth because you'll look at what you're creating in your life with that discomfort. And it's going to be the same thing over and over again, slightly reheated with a slightly different hue, different color to it. So the question is, ask yourself when you feel this discomfort, are you repeating the same habits over and over again and getting the same results? Because if you are, then you know that that discomfort is the discomfort of self-abuse. It's not the discomfort of growth. And here's what I see happen all of the time, is I see people choosing that discomfort because it feels reasonable and responsible. And I'm going to talk more about that here in a minute. So the difference between the discomfort of self-abuse and the discomfort I want you to step into is the discomfort of growth is like, this is going to be hard. And it's okay to admit that. And it's okay to say things like, I don't feel like doing this. But I want this in my life. And I want what is on the other side of this. And maybe getting rejected and not getting the results that I want in the process, this is a possibility. But I know that what I want is to go through this and not try and avoid it. So I'm going to choose to go through that anyways. Or saying something like, this doesn't sound easy. It sounds scary. And I'm not sure what will happen on the other side, but I know that what I want to find out about myself, I'm going to find out by going through this. So I'm going to do it. And if I don't get the results that I want, I will figure out from there what I'm going to do to keep moving forward. I will always have my back and I will always find a way, even though right now I don't know what that way will be. That feels uncomfortable, but that's the kind of uncomfort or discomfort that's going to pull you forward into growing, into trying new things, even though you don't know what's on the other side. Even though the thought is this is something I've never done before. So I know I'm going to need to practice it, and I'm probably going to look awkward doing it. But if I do it enough times, I'm going to get so good at doing this. If I get rejected enough times, I'm going to get so good at being rejected, it's not going to affect me anymore. I'm just going to keep trying. So I'm willing to look awkward. I'm willing to be afraid. I'm willing to do this anyways for me. That's the difference. That's the difference. See, the other kind of discomfort is against yourself. It's against yourself. Whereas the discomfort that I'm asking you to step into is for you. And recognizing, yes, people aren't going to like this. And I know that I want to be liked. But that's okay, that some people won't like this. I'm doing this for a good reason. And not everyone will see it, but I will. So I will do it for the people that will see it. So do you see the difference in between these two different mindsets? One tells you that the discomfort is something that is wrong with you and that you should probably just give up. It's against you. The other says, of course this is uncomfortable. Of course it is. And no, I don't feel good at this yet because I'm trying something new. So I'm going to keep trying anyways, even though I don't feel like it right now. I know that what I want is on the other side of me trying this and doing it, even though I'm not certain. One type of discomfort pushes you down, and the other pulls you higher and higher. Both are full of fear. Both feel equally uncomfortable. But one will pull you into your next step towards your dream and goals, and the other one will push you back and ask you to stop. So here, I want to talk about this. This desire to try and be happy all the time plays into this discomfort that pushes us down. Because there's this idea that's kind of floating around since, it's been around for a long time, but it's becoming more and more popular now that like life coaching is coming out and people recognize that you can do thought work and mindset work and change your thoughts and be positive. And this is all good. We want to try and create positivity where we can, where it's going to stimulate growth. But at the same time, what I'm noticing is that people are using this as another escape from reality. Another way to resist the reality of the fact that there is comfort only because there is discomfort. There is happy only because there is the opposite of happy. And so they convince themselves that being happy and comfortable all of the time is the goal. And because growth is uncomfortable, there is this, because of this belief that we should be comfortable and happy all the time, people tell themselves you shouldn't pursue your goals because they're not realistic. They're irresponsible. That's a way that the brain is going to try and convince you to not go after your goals and to seek comfort. And that therefore we should be okay with just saying to ourselves all of the time, like, no, don't go after that. This is what you deserve in life. Just tolerate this discomfort. You're growing and maturing, letting go of those childish dreams. That's what I hear people calling it. So it's like, basically, there's this like misinterpretation of discomfort and this misinterpretation of thought work, and people are just turning it into another form of a buffer. Seek comfort, seek happiness all the time. When you have an uncomfortable thought, when you have an uncomfortable emotion, just change it. Just make it a happy one. And then stay the same. Don't go over there where all of that unknown stuff is and the risk of, you know, people rejecting you and you maybe saying mean things to yourself or them saying mean things to you or things that you're going to make mean things about you. There's no point in doing all of that. Just sit here. Eat the cupcakes. Eat the cake. Enjoy life. That's what it's all about. Be comfortable. And people will call this being responsible. Oh yeah, I gave up on those childish dreams a long time ago, those irresponsible dreams of wanting to significantly contribute to the world, of wanting to chase after this dream that I had of becoming an actor, of becoming a singer, of becoming a speaker, of traveling the world, of, you know, all of these big dreams that we had. We tell ourselves that dream is unrealistic and chasing after that is unrealistic. So just be responsible and stay here. Stay here and have a cupcake, have a candy bar, have some more ice cream, turn on the TV, go have sex. You know, all of these different distractions from the fact that really what you're doing is neglecting yourself, not finding out what would be on the other side of pursuing those dreams. And this is going to feel very uncomfortable too. Because there's still this part of you. It's like, yeah, you're lying to yourself, but there's a part of you that knows you're lying to yourself. And there's a part of you in the background that's still going to be thinking, but what if I had tried? We convince ourselves that the cost of the discomfort of going after our goals and dreams is too great. So it's just better to be reasonable, right? But this is the mind, again, just trying to convince you to stay in the familiar. It's still uncomfortable, but it's a familiar discomfort. And then what will happen is that discomfort of not going after your goals builds and builds and builds as more of you recognizes, oh my God, he's really not going to try. He's really, or she is really, they're not going to try. They're just going to waste their life away eating these cupcakes and getting sick and sitting on the couch and watching television and, you know, doing this to distract themselves and doing that to distract themselves. They're really not going to try. And that part of you is going to keep knocking on the door and reminding you, hey, you still have the dream here. Hey, you still haven't tried this. Hey, you still don't know what's going to be on the other side of this discomfort that you're not willing to step into. And I'm here to remind you that that's still there. It's not going anywhere. And so what do? They seek immediate comforts to numb that discomfort, to numb out that voice of, you still didn't try. You still haven't tried yet. Why are you ignoring me? Why am I not important enough to you? And this is where the drinking, the overeating, the over-televisioning, the over-sexing, the over-porning, the over-gambling, the overspending comes in. And then we convince ourselves that this is just the normal human experience. the normal human experience of tolerating the discomfort of growth is sitting here and being uncomfortable with the fact that we're not going after our dreams. That's the discomfort of growth. It's becoming mature. It's becoming responsible. And what I want to offer is that this discomfort is the discomfort of apathy. This is the discomfort of ignoring yourself and becoming apathetic to yourself and your dreams. And this is the discomfort of self-neglect. This is not the discomfort of growth. This is not the discomfort that I'm telling you to move into. And here's the thing. You're resisting the discomfort that I'm asking you to move into because you're afraid of being uncomfortable. But my friends, what I want you to recognize is you're already uncomfortable. It feels scary because it's an unfamiliar discomfort that I'm asking you to move into. And it will require you to show up as the authentic you and risk the rejection of the people that aren't going to like the real you. But guess what? On the other side of that, you'll find the people that actually do like you. Instead of having a bunch of people in your life that like the version of you that you're showing up as, but that part of you knows that's not really me. I'm putting on an act. So none of these people really like me. And I won't even like me because I won't even show up as me. I'm not even willing to like myself. So we sit in this discomfort to try and avoid the discomfort of our fear of rejection. But like I said, you're not avoiding the discomfort because really what you're doing is you're just choosing to reject yourself ahead of time before anyone else might. And as we know in the end, feeling rejected is something that we create for ourselves as a thought. So even if someone else rejects you, feeling rejected is something that comes from a thought. I am rejected. So I want to give you an example here in my life. When I put my content on Instagram and on Facebook, there are people that don't like it, and they will voice their opinions about it. Tell me, your content's too long. Your posts are too long. No one wants to watch a video. No one wants to listen to your podcast because it's too long. The intro to your podcast, Seth, is a bit boring and too explainy. Seth, you explain things too much. I don't like the way you do that. So no, I think you should make the podcast like this so these people will listen to it. I get rejection all of the time, but I don't feel rejected. Do you know why I don't feel rejected? Because I know why I'm doing this, and I know that there are people out there that want me to explain things to them. I know that there are people out there that want that long podcast intro. I know that there are people out there that want those long posts that they can read and really understand. You know how I know that they want it? Because I'm one of those people, and I know that I'm not the only one. And so even though I constantly face quote-unquote rejection, every time I put up a post, every time I make a video, every time I make a podcast episode, every time I put the real me out there, I hear the quote-unquote words of rejection, but I don't feel rejected. And so what I want to offer is that you are trying to avoid the discomfort of rejection, but rejection is a choice of your feeling, and you're choosing to feel it by rejecting yourself ahead of time. So you're not even avoiding the discomfort. You think you're avoiding the discomfort of rejection by not allowing people to say things that sound like rejection to you. But in the end, these people saying things is not what makes you feel rejected. It's you choosing to feel rejected and thinking that you are rejected that makes you feel rejected. And you're choosing to do that before anyone even says anything that sounds like rejection to you. So you already feel rejected. So really, what are you avoiding here? What are you avoiding? This is what I'm talking about when I say that there's a difference between the types of discomfort that you can experience and that one will pull you forward into growth and one will push you back into stopping. Give up. You're not good enough. So what I'm asking you to do is to step into the discomfort of, yes, I don't know. Yes, people are going to say things that are going to sound like rejection to me. And yes, I'm going to figure out then how to deal with those feelings of rejection that want to come up inside of me, and I will be with that discomfort, and I will speak to it. I will move forward anyways, because I know this is part of the process. This is part of what I will go through. This is part of growth. This doesn't mean I'm doing something wrong. And I know you might be saying, I'm already uncomfortable, so I must be growing. So if this is you, I want you to take a look at the source of your discomfort. Look at the thoughts. So every feeling that we experience comes from a thought. So our discomfort also comes from a thought. So what I want you to do is look at the thoughts behind the discomfort and ask yourself, why is it that I feel uncomfortable right now? And is this discomfort that I'm experiencing right now pulling me towards being more of the real me, the me that I know that I am, that I believe that I am, that maybe seems a bit scary to show up as because people might not like it, but this discomfort that I'm moving into is making me more of that anyways. Because other people not liking it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with me being that. Is your discomfort pulling you into that? Or is your discomfort saying, stay small, stay reasonable, stay safe, be responsible? There's no point in getting out there and trying all of these things and getting rejected. You don't need to do that. There's no point in that. Stay here. Have a cupcake. Love yourself. Which discomfort, what is your discomfort pulling you towards? Because that's what will tell you whether or not this is the discomfort that's going to pull you into growth or to stop you. Maybe you're someone who thinks, but I don't want to be uncomfortable. Growth is just not for me. I just want an easy, happy, comfortable life. And that's okay. And here's the thing I want to say about that. You can choose that. And you can try and make this happen. But I want you to stop lying to yourself about it. I want you to be truthful about why it is that you're choosing this life. Because I am afraid of rejection. I'm afraid of being the real me. So I'm going to choose this because I think it will make me happier. I want to believe that this will make me happier. And here's why I want you to do that. Because I went through the same thing. I was like, Seth, why in the world do you... You don't have to be uncomfortable. Why would you do that to yourself? You just want an easy, comfortable life. And for a while there, I bought it. And I was drinking all the time. I was overeating. I was indulging in so many different addictive behaviors because a part of me was really, really uncomfortable. Because I thought the truth was that I wanted... That this was so normal for me to just want to be happy and comfortable all the time. That this was all that there was for me. But really what I was doing was resisting a part of myself that was like, Seth, you have so much inside of you that you want to come out, but you're afraid of people not liking it. So that's why you're sitting here. That's why you're trying to be comfortable and happy all the time. And so once I discovered the self-journey, self-growth journey within myself, and I stopped lying to myself, and I started telling myself, Seth, you're creating this right now. You're creating everything in your life right now. You are choosing this life right now. And choosing to not go after growth because you're afraid. And the more I said that to myself and owned my responsibility in doing that, the more intolerable it became for me to stay in that space and recognize that I was rejecting myself over and over and over again. Before anyone else could, I was doing it to myself. And the more I recognized that I was being so mean to myself by doing that, by every time that voice coming up inside of me that's saying, Seth, you have this here, you have this desire here, this true desire here, do it, shove a cupcake in. Every time the dream would come up and say, Seth, come on, you've got this in you. You are strong. You are powerful. You've got these desires. You want to contribute to the world. Shove a bottle of vodka down your throat. Get rid of it. Turn on the television, Seth. That'll numb out the voice. You won't hear it then. Have sex again, Seth. Come on, that'll feel good. And then you'll forget all about this discomfort of not going after your dreams. So my friends, I know what it's like to be there. And the reason I want you to stop lying to yourself about it is because here's the thing, my friend. I know you think that you're trying to seek comfort, but you're already not comfortable. So I want you to stop lying to yourself about it. I want you to stop lying to yourself about it so you can see your truth here. So you can see your real truth here. And you can stop pretending that you're creating a life of comfort for yourself, because you're not. You're already uncomfortable. The only reason you can feel the comfort in the things that you're doing to seek a life of comfort and happiness all of the time is because of how uncomfortable you are in your life. And my question for you is, why are you so uncomfortable with your life that you constantly need to escape it with those things? Because if your life was truly so happy and comfortable, then you wouldn't need those things to escape it now, would you? And I know that hit home, because when I realized that in myself, that's when I could no longer ignore this. I could no longer ignore the fact that every time I was shoving a cookie in my mouth, a brownie in my mouth, a tub of ice cream in my mouth, a bottle of vodka, a bottle of rum, a bottle of wine, you know, going to pornography, going to go have sex, you know, trying out different drugs. Every time I was doing that, I recognized what I was trying to do was escape my life. And I was like, Seth, what life were you creating for yourself that you hate it so much that you have to constantly try and get out of it? Why can't you just create the life that you want to be in? And I recognized why I wasn't. It was because I was afraid of being me. Because I was afraid of who was going to reject me if I showed up as me. And because I was so afraid of that discomfort, I was instead choosing to reject myself ahead of time and live a life of not enough. Live a life of not trying. Be safe. Be responsible, Seth. And that life was so miserable for me because I knew that I had more in me that I was afraid to show the world. And that life was so miserable that I had to constantly try and escape it. And I was destroying myself and my body with trying to escape it constantly. And the more I escaped it, the more frequently I needed to escape it. The more intolerable it became to be in my life. And when I recognized I was the one creating it, I could no longer accept that from myself. I could no longer accept the punches in the face from myself of saying, shut up and sit down. You're not good enough. No one will like you. Who do you think you are? Come on, Seth, be reasonable. Look at you. No one's going to listen to you. I remember those voices. And when I said, no more. No more, Seth. I'm not going to let you talk to yourself that way anymore. Then I was willing to recognize the discomfort that I was creating in my life. And I recognized that I was avoiding discomfort of growth because I didn't want to be uncomfortable. And once I recognized how uncomfortable I was with how I was beating myself up constantly, I could no longer stay in that discomfort. I was like, if I'm going to be uncomfortable anyways, it's not going to be the discomfort of me punching myself in the face constantly and telling myself to shut up and sit down and stay small because no one cares. You're not important enough. You're not worthy enough. Once I recognized how uncomfortable that is and that I was creating it for myself, I was like, no, not doing that anymore, Seth. If you can't be nice to yourself, then we're not going to do it. And sitting there and escaping my life, I recognized was not being nice to myself. So we're not going to do it. We're not going to sit there and escape life anymore. Instead, we're going to build a life that we want to be in, one that we're so excited about, that we want to be in it at all points in time. And that's where I set out on the journey of the discomfort of growth, is because I recognize I'm going to be uncomfortable anyways. So the question is, am I going to sit in this discomfort of self-pity, of self-loathing, of self-rejection, of self-neglect, of self-abuse, and beat the crap out of myself until the day I die? Or am I going to step into the discomfort of, people might not like me, but this is who I know I am, and I'm going to be that. And I'm going to love that person. And I'm going to go after these goals. And how uncomfortable it might be as people make fun of me doing it. How uncomfortable it might be as people tell me you're not good enough. As people tell me that you're never going to make it. That there's, no, you're doing it wrong. No matter how much I hear that, here's the thing. I've got my back. Because I chose before I started this journey, we're not doing that anymore, Seth. We're not doing that anymore. We're not doing the self-abuse anymore. We're not going to allow that voice of judgment and neglect to convince us to sit down, shut up, stop, stay small, and eat another cupcake. Not listening to that voice anymore. Instead, we're going to listen to the voice of, you've got it in you, Seth. You've got this. And yes, people aren't going to like it, but some people are. Some people are. And it may take you years before you find that tribe of people that do like it. And that's okay, because it means nothing about you as you go through this time where people don't like it. I want to tell you about another example. So in my business, about a year ago, I started working with other coaches, trying to figure out this entrepreneurial side to being a coach. Because I knew that that coaching felt so genuine for me. But here's the thing, I had always worked in the corporate world. I'd always worked for other people. I had always been told, okay, so this is your job, do this, this, and this every day. This is the structure of your day. This is what your appointments will be like. This is what you will teach. This is what's right. This is what's wrong. This is what we do. This is about, I was always told that before. And so now as an entrepreneur, I'm having to create all of that for myself. And I'm having to step into the discomfort of believing in my ability to do that and create it for myself and try it out. And knowing that some people aren't going to like it. Some people are. And as I go, I will find new ways to do this. So here's what I did. I hired coaches. I hired business coaches. I hired marketing coaches to try and tell me, what am I doing wrong with my business? Why is it not growing fast enough? And I learned all of these things, but here's what I noticed. Nothing was happening in my life. I was just sitting in that space of absorbing and consuming information and not applying it. And the reason why I finally recognized, and it felt so uncomfortable. And there was this voice in my head that was like, yeah, Seth, this is the discomfort of growth. This is the discomfort of growth that you always teach people about. So stay in the discomfort. But here's what I recognized. Here's what I recognized when I really paid attention, because I was like, but I'm not growing. I'm still staying here doing the same things over and over again. And it was because I was afraid to believe that I could take the things that I had learned and use them and start applying them and doing things with them. And yeah, it might not show up the right way the first time. Yeah, I might create a marketing funnel and nobody clicks anything. Yeah, I might put out a video online and nobody watches it, or people watch it and nobody likes it. Nobody responds to it. I'll put out a webinar and literally no one signs up. I'll offer live videos and literally no one wants to show up. I will put out posts and questions and literally no one will answer the question. All of the things that I've been taught to do by these marketing coaches and these business coaches, but I wasn't doing them because I was afraid of the fact that I wouldn't do it right. And so this is when I recognized that I was in discomfort, but I was in the discomfort of rejecting myself ahead of time. I was in the discomfort of telling myself, Seth, no, don't try that yet. Don't try that yet. Hire one more coach. Learn one more thing. Learning information became my escape from my life. I was so busy consuming more information, trying to get more before I would try anything and step into the discomfort of growth, of trying something new that I'm not familiar with, that I'm not going to get right the first time. I kept convincing myself, no, 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 don't try it yet, Seth. You're still not good enough. Hire another coach. Hire another coach. And do you know what kept happening, guys? It got so frustrating. Every day in my inbox on Facebook and on Instagram, I was getting 50 of these messages from marketing coaches and business coaches. I could help your business grow faster. I see that you only have this number of followers. I see that your videos are only having this many clicks. I see that your website only gets this much traffic. Let me show you how to do it better, 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 better. And I was getting frustrated because I was like, I've already paid so much money for these coaches and I'm still not seeing growth. And these people keep telling me that my business isn't good enough yet and I'm not growing. What the hell is wrong? And then I figured it out. I was sitting in consuming information because I was too afraid to take an action step. I was too afraid to put what I had learned out there into the world and try it and get the rejection. And so what I was attracting back to myself was more of my own energy that I was telling myself, no, you're not good enough yet. No, you're not good enough yet. And so I kept attracting evidence to myself, you're not good enough yet, of these other business coaches trying to be like, yeah, no, you're really not. Like, you should have this many followers. You should be making this amount of money by now. You should have this many clicks on your website. You should have this many clients signing up for your programs every month, Seth. And if you don't have these things, it's because you're not good enough yet. And I wanted to believe them, but I was also so frustrated because I had already spent so much money on business coaches. And I was like, I can't afford it right now. And I can't afford it because my business isn't good enough. Maybe I should just stop. And my friends, I sat in that space. I sat in that space and suffered and created discomfort for myself, all because I was afraid to step into the discomfort of Seth, you already learned how to do this. You have a program online right now that tells you how to create a click funnel. You have a program that you already paid for that showed you how to do this. Why haven't you tried it yet? Why aren't you doing that on a daily basis? And it turns out the reason I wasn't doing it on a daily basis is because I was sitting in the discomfort of rejecting myself ahead of time instead of stepping into the discomfort of, yeah, someone else out there might say something that sounds like rejection, but I get to decide whether or not I feel rejected, and I'm not going to choose that. I'm going to do it. No one's going to like it, and I'm going to do it again, and then I'm going to do it again, and then I'm going to do it again. I'm going to keep putting these posts up. I'm going to keep not getting responses. I'm going to keep putting out webinars and people not watching them. I'm going to keep putting up motivational posts and nobody clicking on them. I'm going to keep putting out advertisements and nobody following through. I'm going to keep putting out ads for my programs and nobody signing up. And I did that. And guess what started happening? I finally started taking steps into that discomfort, and I started attracting things into my life that I was like, huh, that's interesting. All of a sudden, this branding company came out of nowhere that wanted to help me to show up online with more presence and to make my posts seen by more people entirely for free. Just came out of nowhere, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I stepped into it, started putting out these posts, started doing the posts weekly, creating a weekly posting schedule and being like, you know what? This is scary to me. I don't know if I can put out this content this consistently. I don't know. What if it's not good enough? If I can't create good enough content 5 times a week? And just being like, you know what? Maybe you can't. Just do it. Just step into it, Seth. That's uncomfortable. You don't know whether or not you can do it, but believe that you can and try it anyways. And so I did. And all of a sudden, I'm putting out these posts every week. I'm doing the podcast episode every week. I'm advertising the podcast every week. And more people are listening to the podcast. And I'm making these posts that are showing my business and becoming more and more authentically me. And yeah, people are still rejecting them. Yeah, people are still not liking them. Yeah, there are still marketing coaches out there that tell me that my post should be having 500 likes instead of 50. But I'm still putting out the posts. That's the difference. The difference was that a year ago, I was sitting in the, don't do it, Seth, you don't know. Wait until you figure out how to do this right before you try it. And so this is what I want to offer you. There is the discomfort of self-neglect, of rejecting yourself ahead of time, and this is not going to push you into growth. And if you're resisting the idea of moving into the discomfort of growth because you're afraid of being uncomfortable, what I want to tell you is to really take a look at your life and how much buffering behavior you have in it. How much are you overdrinking? How much are you overeating? How much are you trying to escape your life with things, with video games, with televisions, with, you know, going to bars, with going to restaurants, with, you know, trying new and exciting gadgets and things and trying to escape the reality of your life? Look at that. Because that right there, seeing that is going to tell you how uncomfortable you are with your life. Because that's why you're trying to escape it. So you're afraid of stepping into the discomfort of growth because you're afraid of being uncomfortable. And what I want you to see is, my friend, you're already creating the discomfort. And you're accepting it because it's a familiar discomfort. And that feels safer to your primitive brain. So again, my friend, stop letting your brain use you and you start using it. That's what I want to encourage you to do. You're going to be uncomfortable anyways. You already are. And if you're someone who's like, yeah, that's it. You're right. I am uncomfortable in my life and I'm not going after my dreams and goals and I'm ready to do that. I'm here to take your hand and show you how you can step into the discomfort of growth, how you can say yes to that and not just say yes to it, choose it, to move towards it like it's the best thing. And here's the crazy thing about it. The discomfort that I'm asking you to step into, the longer you choose to step into it, the more times you choose to step into it, the less uncomfortable it feels. Whereas the discomfort of rejecting yourself ahead of time, of neglecting yourself, of saying no to your dreams and goals, the more you step into that, the more intolerable it becomes. And the more you will need buffers, the more you will need drugs, medications, alcohol, foods, television, experiences, spending money on gadgets to try and escape the discomfort of the life that you are creating by rejecting yourself ahead of time. that discomfort becomes more and more intense the longer you stay in it. So if you're afraid of experiencing discomfort, my friends, and you're avoiding the discomfort of growth, what I'm here to tell you is it's already there, and it's getting stronger and stronger the longer you stay in it. And the longer you stay in it, the more buffers you need. What we're seeing now is that these buffers kill us. Diabetes, obesity, sexually transmitted diseases, all of these things. Overspending and then going into bankruptcy, not having money for food. All of these buffers destroy you in your life, and they become more and more intolerable to live in that life. And so then you need more and more of the buffers, which then destroy more and more of you in your life. And so what I want to offer is that I do want you to step into discomfort, because you're already uncomfortable. And the discomfort I want you to step into is going to allow you to become more of you. And the more you become more of you, the more you choose that discomfort, the less uncomfortable that discomfort feels. And I can show you how. It's really quite ironic. I know it sounds crazy, but it's so true. The more I choose to move into the discomfort of growth and choose to have my back and choose to know, Seth, you're freaking awesome. And you're freaking awesome because you're a human, and so is every other human. And you're here to show everybody that. And even if no one accepts it, except for maybe 5 people in this world, even if that, you're still awesome, because that's 5 lives that would have never changed had you not shown up as the real you and allowed them to see through you that they can do the same. So keep showing up anyways. Keep facing the rejection. Keep facing all of the business coaches that are going to tell you your business isn't growing fast enough, Seth. You should be doing better. You should be making this amount of money by now. You should have this amount of clients by now. Keep facing all of that and saying, I hear you, I hear you, I hear you. But guess what? I'm still here. I'm still showing up. I'm still giving that message that the inner me knows, Seth, this is what you're here for. This is what you're here to teach. This is what you're here to represent for the world. Keep doing that. And I'm doing it. And the more I do that, the discomfort of stepping into that and people making fun of it, people rejecting it, people saying it's not good enough, it doesn't sting as much anymore. I recognize it's just part of my growth. It's just part of the process. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's not bad that this is happening. It's not bad that people are telling me you're not doing it right, that you're not good enough at it. It's not bad. It's just part of the process. And when I can accept that, that discomfort becomes more tolerable. But as I said before, the discomfort of rejecting myself ahead of time, the longer I did that, the more intolerable it became. The more alcohol I needed, the more sex I needed, the more drugs I needed, the more food I needed, the more escape I needed, the more television, the more Netflix, the more internet, the more social media I needed to escape my life. So my friends, I'm asking you to recognize that growth requires discomfort. To recognize that there are 2 types of discomfort, and you're already in one or the other. You're either in the discomfort of growth, or you're in the discomfort of self-abuse and self-neglect and self-rejection. You can't escape discomfort. But I promise you, if you choose the one that pushes you towards growth and being more of who you are, that discomfort becomes easier to move into, whereas the discomfort you're sitting into right now of self-rejection does not. I'm here to help you when you're ready to do this work and dive in deeper. That's some of the most exciting work you could do in your life, and it's really the only work to do in your life until you've done it. All right, my friends, go be uncomfortable. Go be uncomfortable and grow. I love you all, okay? I will talk to you next week. Ciao. Hey, thank you for listening in this week. I hope you enjoyed the content of this episode. If you did, please subscribe or follow this podcast to receive the newest episodes every week as I bring them to you here on the Connect Your Health to Life coaching channel. Ratings, reviews, and comments are always appreciated. These allow me to know more of what my listeners would like in the podcast and allow for more people who may be searching for a podcast just like this one to find the Connect Your Health to Life coaching channel. If you would like more information about me and the work that I do with my clients one-on-one, then please visit my website at www.slch.ch. Again, that is www.slch.ch. You can also find me on social media, on Instagram at SethLusk_coaching. Again, that is SethLusk_coaching. And on Facebook, in my free Facebook group community called A Healthy Life Connection. We would love to have you in the group, and it's only 3 membership questions that you have to answer to join. And again, it's entirely free. And if you need any further information or just want to say hello, feel free to send me an email directly at slusk.health@slch.ch. Again, that is slusk.health@slch.ch. Thank you again so much for listening, and I look forward to our next time together. Ciao.